Yeah, that was okay. I like that one, Cook.
Well, damn, I've got Zeke on a fantasy team that I need for him to start.
How many fantasy teams do you have?
So I think I'm down to 9 this year.
Down to 9.
Pretty exciting.
Down to single digits.
Yeah. From 12.
All of my fantasy teams.
All of them. Yeah. You want what? 0?
Yeah, I want none.
Why?
I'm just over it. It's more work than I care to put in. It's more emotion than I care to use up.
Huh. All right.
Because you know me. Like, I take it serious. I try and win.
You put your heart into it.
I just don't. I don't want to deal with it.
We haven't had all four of us on a podcast in a long time. What a treat for the listeners!
Hell yeah!
You guys want to try to harmonize like a barbershop quartet? Yeah,
because fucking Abe,
yeah,
fucking suck up coming to work on his fucking day off. What kind of shit is that?
Well, look, man.
If it makes
because you said I remember last week. Won't. Well, last week you said, "Yeah, I won't be with you guys until Wednesday." That's what you said because you said I'm out till Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, and so. I assumed he was going to be working today. All right. But then you're not supposed to be working.
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that?
Schedule got
you ain't got
updated.
Nothing to do?
He gave. I could have laid around. If you want the real answer, I felt bad that I wasn't with you guys like the whole fucking week.
Like, I've come back on the day off, but I didn't have a day off. Like, I got it mixed up.
No, you did one time you were supposed to be off, and then you ended up not going with your family, and you were like, fuck it, I'll work.
Yeah, because it was remote, too.
Right.
Yeah, it was remote, so I was like, yeah.
Back when you were allowed to have fun at remote.
Yeah, I was like, I'll go.
I remember that was great. Like, you sent a text that night, because I don't remember who was supposed to be filling in, but you sent the text.
I think
No, it was Crenshaw. I think it was Sam.
Was it?
I think it was Sam.
I don't remember, but I just remember he sent a text that night. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's great. Yeah. So, no, I mean, I love working with Sam or whoever else. But
I forgot. They were going to that fucking water park in Jersey.
They were, I remember that.
They were on that
and you were like, no, I don't want to do that.
Fucking go.
I was like, yes, that means Randy gets to come hang out at Twin Peaks tomorrow on a happy hour Friday.
I don't want to go to no fucking water park in New Jersey.
Beers are 27 degrees. Hell
yeah.
We got it. All four of us. Tomorrow we'll be at East Lake, which will be fun.
It's gonna be hot as hell tomorrow.
We're inside though.
I know.
Tito's Stillhouse.
It's that walk though.
Oh yeah, no, that's true.
It's that walk.
That's true.
Get there early enough.
But I mean, I'm gonna get there like I usually.
I know.
I might get there a little early because I usually like to watch a little bit of the golf.
They don't tee off till
11, 16.
Oh, they're not tee off till 11.
They don't tee off till we get on there. But
want to just watch the range or something.
I love watching the range. I love watching those guys.
What takes time?
You
have to get on the damn bus. You never know how to.
You never know.
The shuttle doesn't have a police escort.
Yeah, you never
know how that's going to be.
That bus ride is. It's not long, but it can be kind of long.
There's a chance I get there unreasonably early tomorrow.
I'm
going to go for a run in the morning.
It's just fun to be there, man. Like it's the Super Bowl of the golf season.
I wouldn't know.
You'll have air conditioning too.
I don't give a shit about air conditioning.
Maybe it'll work. Maybe
I don't give a fuck.
Bo likes to be hot.
I'm not a, you know.
Damn, Bo, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, you all right?
Don't because
wait. You think because
don't sit here and say, oh, you'll be back in the studio with air conditioning. That's not a. That's I don't care about being in the air conditioning. I would like to go have fun with y'all too. Sometimes
that's not where that was headed. Though.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough.
Well, we should do that.
See, look. I sit here.
We did use a shift.
Brian and Lindsay used to trade off.
I sit here and listen to, like, training camp. I sit here and listen to everybody bitch and moan about how hot it is. And I'm like, I'll go out there. I love the fucking heat. I got to sit back here in a goddamn studio and listen to everybody bitch and moan about being out there. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, that was a button.
That's okay.
That's all right.
It's all right. We got to get it.
So here's another thing that's completely off sports kilter.
But we could probably figure it out to where you could come out to some of them sometimes.
The problem isn't me and him switching. The problem is...
Oh, right. You got to do 5 things now.
Right.
Yeah, the problem's the other show. Because I talked about it with Bo, and every time that was the holdup. Because I don't mind switching with him and letting him go out there.
Right.
The problem is the other show.
Well, why don't they switch with you, too? We don't have team players around here?
No. No. Oh. No. Not at all.
Bunch of selfish teammates.
So here's something. This is something I experienced. This is going on right now. All right, let's not even say a public restroom. Let's just say a shared restroom, like a restroom where you share office space, like the one we have here.
Because that's not technically public, but yeah.
Correct.
Got it.
If you go into a restroom and blow it up, do you clean up after yourself or do you just leave it?
Clean up. What do you mean clean up?
Like not just a normal light deuce, but like blow it up. Like there's everywhere.
We're talking about
shit on the floor?
Like
on
the floor, outside of the toilet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's just a nasty motherfucker.
I've never done that before.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is
sometimes
like,
I've never shit outside the toilet.
It all contained within the bowl.
Yeah, we've managed to
That's some bullshit.
Be bull centric with really our is. Shits.
Like, yeah. But I would clean up after myself if I'd, you know.
I would. I don't know what I would do if I took a shit that got out of the toilet.
I mean, I would think you would have to go take a bath.
Yeah.
Because that's somebody that would get on
you. If it got out of the toilet, it's on your clothes.
It's on you.
Well, yeah. I mean, just, you know, so I guess, you know, they're spraced. Maybe people sit above the toilet or something. I don't know. I don't know how people do this.
Oh, the hover?
I guess.
Scared for their rump to touch the...
I guess. I don't know.
A little hover?
No, you're just a nasty motherfucker. And there's some nasty fucking people up here. Like, we had to find the dude last year was brushing his
with
teeth
the
and leaving broccoli
food particles in the bottom
broccoli,
of his
yeah,
broccoli
he was leaving broccoli in the
seat.
Sink.
I wasn't here for that.
It's pretty gross. What
the fuck is wrong with him?
You're right, because it is a community bathroom. Like,
yeah.
Also, there, you know.
Or it's the same as, like, peeing all over the seat.
Yeah.
People do that in these bathrooms.
You gotta wipe it up. You gotta wipe it up.
Stop being a scumbag.
You gotta wipe it up. Because the other thing is, like, you're being so disrespectful to the ladies that have to clean it up. Like, there's a janitorial staff that, I know it's their jobs to clean the bathrooms,
but come on.
But not to clean shit off the walls.
No. They come in with reckless abandon.
Oh, yeah. Good.
They don't care. Yeah.
Good.
I've been in there like three times.
They got a schedule to keep.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck. Like,
well, it's the same though. It's the same when they're in there and
Lupe,
you go in.
Lupe and Maria have a fucking schedule.
I've never, I never go in
and say hi.
Oh yeah, no, I'll never go in there.
No,
if
I don't.
There.
Dude, I wait the hour for them to somehow finish.
No. You go in there, you say hi.
They got to clean people's shit off the wall, Abe.
Somebody shit on the wall.
Not the wall, just outside of the bowl that's not inside the bowl.
That's just disgusting. Nasty. That is so gross. Yeah,
that is nasty.
Sorry, this is a weird topic, but this is, I guess, the only platform where we can talk about this.
It's a good topic.
I think the end of the day, although I've never done this, is if I created just a fucking mess, I would do my best to clean it
up. You've got to clean up your own mess.
Yeah.
I've just never done that. But yeah. I feel like if I did, I would.
I think so. I think a common courtesy.
Yeah.
Right? Like... I don't know.
But let
I think
me reiterate, that's never been an issue.
I think we definitely work with some people, though, that I don't know if it's them or here or whatever.
Yeah, and there's
we
no
definitely
telling.
Work with some people that, like, have a that's the help's job mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've been at events where it's like, really? You're going to treat the the wait staff like
some
that?
Some people are just scumbags.
Yes, okay. I agree with that.
Some people are very, like, entitled. I think there's a lot of entitlement. Yeah,
self-centerism. That is a great word.
The nicest way you can probably say it.
Right? Yeah,
being
ego.
An asshole.
Being a dick.
Yeah, being a fucking asshole.
That's exactly what that is. A fucking asshole.
It's great to just be able to unload that with the full fucking
but
profanity and everything.
You can't get up off the toilet and look down at that and be like, I'm just going to leave that there.
That's
I'm
normal.
A scumbag.
When do you know that's going on, by the way? As it's happening or like after?
Well,
the fact?
So look.
I feel like you know before.
If everything doesn't come off and go down when you flush it the first time, I'll sit there and freaking tidy it up and shit. I'm that like, you know.
Oh, I'm a flush as I go guy in that bathroom because the last thing I want is for somebody to walk in and have to smell
it. A lot of people also don't know that, you know, motion toilets have buttons that you can flush.
Yeah, you just
hit
the button. Yeah.
You can do them and do it with your foot.
Stuck,
if you do it with your foot, it'll just keep on flushing and it'll wipe everything away from
you. And it just keeps flushing. You have to press it again to unstick the button.
Yeah, it's a sticky button. It's true.
And see, good on you for noticing
but
that.
But anytime somebody walks in the bathroom, if I'm in there doing that, I'll flush it immediately.
Same.
Just to make sure, you know.
Yeah, courtesy.
Yeah, courtesy flush.
I love it.
Also, remain motionless and quiet until they leave.
Why? You don't think they can see your feet?
I won't go in there and sit down next to somebody.
I will not do that. That was always the line.
I'll leave. I'll just walk out. I'll go in there. If somebody's already in there in one of the stalls, if somebody's already in there,
that was the
I will go in there,
Bo.
Wash my hands, and I will walk out.
That would be the offensive line. They'd be like trying to sneak, busting ass. Because you know, that's how the locker room stalls are.
I used
like,
to be that
try to be quiet because doing your ass might explode.
That's the thing is like, you know when it's going
to
be
that. You know
when
it's going to be that. And they're like, we're trying to be quiet.
Well, usually, you know, look, coffee liquefies your guts. And I drink coffee in the morning and I only wake up an hour before I have to be here.
Liquefies
your
guts
liquefies
is a very, your it's a very fun way of saying is a diuretic. I'll sit down right next to you and strike up a conversation, man. How's it going over there? Sounds bad.
Now, if that were to happen, I would talk back to the person or you. I just won't go in there and sit down next to anybody. I won't.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.